Hic dici Dominus, hic dici Sanctus et Verus, qui habet clavem David, qui aperit et nemo claudit et nemo aperit. These things said the Holy One and the True One, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth and no man shutteth, shutteth and no man openeth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. God Himself, the Divine Master, Jesus Christ, calls any seminarian to this very high call, the Holy Priesthood. And then the seminarian at the beginning already receives the acceptance to be called a clergy. And this happens by tonsure. Now, tonsure is, properly speaking, not an order. And when we consider this call to the priesthood, it is one of the most intimate things between a soul and God. An example of this call is the call of Samuel in the Old Testament. I would like to read to you this passage of sacred scripture. And now the child Samuel ministered to the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no manifest vision. And it came to pass one day, when Eli lay in his place, and his eyes were grown dim, that he could not see. Before the lamp of God went out, Samuel slept in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was. And the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, "Here I am." And he ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, for thou didst call me." He said, "I did not call, go back and sleep." And he went and slept. And the Lord called Samuel again. And Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, "Here am I, for thou callest me." He answered, "I did not call thee, my son, return and sleep." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither had the word of the Lord been revealed to him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time, and he arose up and went to Eli, and said, "Here am I, for thou didst call me." Then Eli understood that the Lord called the child, and he said to Samuel, "Go and sleep. And if he shall call thee any more, thou shalt say, 'Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth.'" So Samuel went and slept in his place. And the Lord came and stood, and he called, as he had called the other times, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel said, "Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth." And the Lord said to Samuel, "Behold, I do a thing in Israel, and whosoever shall hear it, both his ears shall tingle. And in that day I will raise up against Eli all the things I have spoken concerning his house. I will begin, and I will make an end. For I have foretold unto him that I will judge his house forever for iniquity, because he knew that his sons did wickedly and did not chastise them. Therefore have I sworn to the house of Eli, the iniquity of his house shall not be expiated with victims nor offerings forever." And Samuel slept till morning, and opened the doors of the house of the Lord, and Samuel feared to tell the vision to Eli. And this passage is a reflection of this divine call of our blessed Lord. And by the mercy of our blessed Lord, you will receive now in 2 days the first minor order. Right? This is the first step on this long stairway, if you want, to the holy priesthood. One of the 7 steps. In minor orders, in a sense, is a sacrament. In another sense, it's not, because these minor orders and subdiaconate participate in this sacrament of the priesthood, and therefore, you participate, in a sense, on the priesthood by receiving the first minor order, which is porter. Now, our Lord instituted, in a sense, if you want, this order when he discharged, when he drove the money changers out of the temple. And he still exercises the functions of this office when he closes the doors of man's heart, living temple of God, against the evil spirit and sin. Now, when you receive the first minor order, the first of the 4, which establishes you as a porter of God's temple, you will, and that's the martyr, you will receive keys, which is a symbol of the keys of the church. And it is a very noble and very high exalted position to be the porter or in the church. And when you will touch the keys during your ordination, the bishop will say, Sigacite quasi redituri Deo rationem prois rebibus que his clavibus reclituntur. And it says, so act, even as about to give an account to God of the things which are kept under these keys. And it is a very high, in the spirit, it is a very high office. First, the highest dignity of the world does not demand a sacrament. Yet one cannot become a porter, a lector, an exorcist, and an acolyte without the bestowal of a sacrament. And therefore, as St. Thomas Aquinas says, in a sense, all those minor orders and subdiaconate participate, all the 7 orders, in fact, participate in the sacrament of the priesthood. And also this minor order of porter bestows on your soul, will bestow on your soul, sanctifying grace. So what is the exterior function, so to speak, of the ostiarius, of the porter? You will receive at the ordination, you will receive the keys. And then you will leave the church and you will open the church doors. and then you will be led to ring the bells. And in the olden days, you also did as a porter open the book when the preacher went to the pulpit to preach. You opened the book for preaching. And thus speaks the Roman Pontificale in such a way. Just let me read the instructions which the bishop will give you on your day of your ordination. Dearly beloved sons, you are about to receive the order of porter. Behold what you must do in the house of God. The duty of the porter is to ring the bells, to open the church and sacristy, and to open the book for the preacher. Take good care, therefore, lest anything in the church perish through your negligence. Open the house of God to the faithful at the appointed hours, and always shut it to unbelievers. As you open and shut with material keys the visible church, let it also be your endeavor, be by your word and example, to shut to the devil and open to God the invisible house of God, namely the hearts of the faithful, that they may keep in mind the word of God, which they have heard and carried out indeed. May the Lord in his mercy accomplish this in you. Now what the Pontificale Romanum says, it spiritualizes what you actually will touch, the keys in particular. The interior and spiritual functions in this office of porter, according to the pontifical, is to close against the devil and open to God by word and example the invisible house of the Lord, that is, the hearts of the faithful. And there you see already the sublime office of porter. It is certainly nothing small to be porter. It is to care for the house of God in anticipation of your priestly ordination, because that's what the priest has to do, to take care of the altar of our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament, to take care that our Lord dwells well in this house of God. But besides that, you also have, as the Pontificale Romanum says, to close against the devil and open to God by word and example the invisible house of the Lord, that is, the hearts of the faithful. The porto ostiarius is so to live that its conduct, his behavior, will be as so many bells calling, inviting and impelling men to know God and to serve him with perfect love. That's what you have to do. You have to be a bell ringing for the message, for the gospel of God. And this idea is suggested by the inspired writer in Exodus when speaking of the robe of the high priest, when he says, a wonderful picture of this first minor order. And beneath, at the feet of the same tunic, round about, thou shalt make it, as it were, of violet and purple and scarlet, twice dyed, with little bells set between. And you, as I said, by humility, you should fulfill this great calling that enable to put forth a great example according to these first minor orders. And you should use these 2 days by prayer and meditation that God gives you many, many graces so that you will be a fitting instrument for these first minor orders, which is the first step towards the altar, the first step to the priesthood. So that you can truly say, that the priest truly can say to you, may the Lord open your heart in his law. Just let me read to you as a conclusion the prayers which the bishop will say at the ordination of porter. Dearly beloved brethren, let us fervently beseech God, the Father Almighty, to bless these his servants, whom he has deigned to elect to the office of porter. May they with utmost care attend to the house of God by day and night and announce the hours appointed for the divine services, for the help of our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with him in the unity of the Holy Ghost, God forever and ever. Amen. And then he continues, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, Eternal God, bless these thy servants for the office of porter, that among the keepers of the church they may be devoted to thy service, and together with thine elect have a share in thy reward, through our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son, who lives and reigns with thee in the unity of the Holy Ghost, God, for ever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.